Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
Today is the first day of winter. And in our first segment, we're going to discuss the winter solstice.
Did you get a poinsettia for Christmas? In our second segment, we're going to discuss caring for poinsettias in the home.
Depression-era children and grandchildren can remember the stories of getting citrus in their stockings. We're going to discuss growing citrus in a home in our third segment.
Scale are an insect pest on indoor and outdoor plants. It can be particularly difficult to control an indoor plants, but we have the solution. Hear what to do in our fourth segment.
Today's show is airing just before Christmas, and on our final segment, Julio, Aaron, and I will share with you what Christmas means to us in our final segment.
So stay tuned. We will be right back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
High-yield brand bone meal contains 10% slow-release natural phosphorus. It helps all plants to develop sturdy root systems and stimulate healthy growth. You'll use it every time you plant bulbs, but it also is an excellent supplement fertilizer for roses, flowers, and vegetable gardens. High-yield bone meal is sourced from steamed bone meal, which provides a clean, natural source of phosphorus. High Yield is brought to you by VPG, the Fertilome people. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or see and hear us by subscribing to Bloomers YouTube channel. Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley every Saturday. First, wake up with us at 6 a.m. on WNWR The Word at 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. Tune in at 8 a.m. to Bloomers in the Garden Radio on Talk 860 WWDB. A rebroadcast of Bloomers in the Garden Radio is played each Saturday evening at 5 p.m. on The Word, 95.3 FM and 1540 AM. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard throughout the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Today is December 21st, and it marks the winter solstice. And Len, you and I are going to talk about what it means and why it's important for us to talk about winter solstice.
Well, the technical description, is the astronomical moment when the sun reaches the Tropic of Capricorn, and we have the shortest day and the longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere.
Wow.
In terms of daylight, it's the shortest day. Regardless of what the weather's doing outside, the solstice marks the official start of winter.
Here it is.
Winter's here.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Not one of your favorites, huh?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Yeah, I know you're always going, oh, it's so dark.
Oh, it's so dark. Well, yeah. Sunrise today was at 7:15, and sunset is at 4:23.
Wow, it's quick.
The day length is 9 hours, 18 minutes, and 37 seconds.
On a dot.
But here's the good news. Uh-huh. Every day from now until June 21st, the days will be getting longer and longer, and the nights shorter and shorter. And on June 21st, the summer solstice will arrive. And that will be the longest day of the year. 15 hours and 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And 53 seconds. So think about that. The sun will be out tomorrow. It's going to be brighter. The next day, it's going to be brighter and longer and longer. So right. Every day from here on in. And it actually makes me hopeful and happy. And that brings in, there are some people that have the winter blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know anybody? Or seasonal affective disorder,
which means
that it's like light deprivation where they have severe depression. Like some people can have the winter blues, which is just
I'm kind of sleepy and lethargic, and I really don't have motivation. That's right. Me every day. Anyway, but those with, they call it SAD, okay, do experience these symptoms, but more. It's more of a depression that they get into, a mental decline, a hopelessness, and anxiety. And as a result, other aspects such as relationships and work, they're all impacted, whereas the winter blues only affects one's energy and motivation.
Okay. So well, one's more mental then.
Yeah, it is. It is specifically. It is and actually is a specific disorder.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've heard of where people need to get like in front of lights.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
to get rejuvenated. Wow.
And so
that's a cure?
So it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of light, okay, we often think about plants being called into bloom by heat.
That's right.
But most are called into action by the amount of sunlight they're getting. They're photoperiodic. And right in front of us, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, please subscribe. And if you would, please give us a rating, 5 stars. We'd appreciate that. And so would our sponsors. We discuss on the show African violets, Christmas cactus, cyclamen, and of course poinsettias. They all are photoperiodic. We talk about throughout the year when we talk about hummingbirds, how hummingbirds are called to our area by the amount of sunlight and as the sunlight changes. And when the sunlight becomes less and less, it reaches a point where they say, hey, it's time to go back across the Gulf of Mexico and fly that area. It's not because they're getting cold. It's because the sunlight changes. So, but the thing is like all of this didn't start with us. I mean, in ancient times, how did they know? And it was because they watched the skies. They knew Capricorn. I mean, I couldn't pick Capricorn. Capricola.
Capricola. You know? Yeah, right.
It could do that. That's easy enough. But they knew all of the, whether it was Capricorn or all of the astronomical signs, and that they knew by following it. And traditions were done. And a lot of those traditions we still have, because a lot of the Christian traditions have been, you know, they hijacked other traditions. And for a lot of reasons. One, because they may be celebrating for a different reason, but that wouldn't make them politically, I guess, a target for the government. So let's see here. Let's see. The ancient times, how did they know? We went through that. Druid traditions. The winter solstice is thought of as a time of death and rebirth.
Wow.
Now think about that. Christian birth of Jesus, right?
Yeah, right?
So Druid traditions, death and birth, when nature's power and our own souls are removed. Renewed.
Renewed.
Got to help me there, Julio. So they're renewed. And that's where that rebirth comes. And then it also is where the new sun is thought to retrieve Earth's aura in mystical ways, leaving a new lease on life and spirits and the souls of the dead. Now, I find this, it's like, you ever, I mean, Christmas Eve, or even now, I think on cable channels, you can watch the Yule Log. Now, we spell it Yule.
Right.
Watch the Yule Log. You know, it's a fireplace, basically, with Christmas music on it. That goes all the way back to Scandinavian traditions, the Feast of Yule.
Spelled differently.
Differently. Yule is spelled J-U-U-L, like Julio.
Julio,
the festivals observed with fires were lit to symbolize heat, light, and the life-giving properties of the returning sun. A Yule or Yule log, however you want to spell it, was brought in and burned on the hearth in honor of the Scandinavian god Thor. Wasn't there a movie?
Yeah.
TJ, you would know. Movie Thor? You probably saw it.
I've seen it once or twice.
Okay. So Thor, is who brought back the warmth of the sun to the people. And that the log was never allowed to burn entirely because it was both kept as a token of good luck against misfortune, but also used as kindling the following year to start that year's Yule log.
Yeah.
In Germany and other European countries, the Yule log was burned until nothing but ash remained. These ashes were collected and spread into the fields as fertilizer every night, right?
That's pretty good, huh?
Potash.
Yeah, potash.
Potash, that's what that was. So yeah. Anybody?
Who's in their mind on that one?
That's right. So the K in NPK. So the last number on fertilizer bags. But they were doing it the organic way. So now that they would spread it into fields of fertilizer every night until 12th night. Okay, do you want to sing the 12 days of Christmas?
12 days of Christmas, my true love came to me.
That's where that comes from. Like, I always wonder, it's like, what 12 days?
Yeah.
You know, I know that. Where's Sam? We'll get Sam in here. Because doesn't, like, Hanukkah, like, you get 12 days of Hanukkah, 7 days of Hanukkah?
I think it was 8 days.
8 days of Hanukkah? So any Jewish people, please call to correct me. Call Julio Zamora, care of Bloomers in the Garden. Mm-hmm. Again, 12th night or 12 days of Christmas gifts that were given. And the last night of the 12 days marks the coming of the Epiphany. Different tradition marked the 12th night. It's either January 5th or 6th, depending on what country you're in. Mm-hmm. I mean, 12 days is 12 days, right?
Oh, yeah.
Christmas, that's right. Superstition in some English-speaking countries suggests it's unlucky to leave your Christmas decorations hanging after 12th night.
Wow.
Hmm.
How about that?
I don't know if I would go for that.
I don't know either.
But I don't think it's unlucky. It'd be unlucky for Bloomers because people wouldn't buy as much Christmas decorations.
That's right.
But whatever you want to do. Have you ever heard of Candleman? Candlesman. Candlemas. February 2nd. There are a bunch of different celebrations throughout history with the winter solstice. Ancient Rome winter solstice festival referred to as Saturnalia began on December 17th. And why? Because it held to honor Saturn, Saturnus, the Roman god of agricultural and harvest. All of these different cultures knew when the winter solstice was. I find that just
interesting
and amazing. You know, can you look at the sun and tell what time it is?
Not today. It's cloudy.
Boom, boom. He'll be here all week, folks. That's true. But here's the thing. I like the motivation behind it is that grudges and quarrels were forgiven, wars were postponed, and people engaged in carnival-like festivities. The popularity of Saturnalia continued into the 3rd and 4th century A.D. So the A.D., I mean, after death, I know other people use a different thing for A.D., but I do. So we're in the 4th century, and where the Roman Empire came under Christian rule, the festivals and customs were influenced by our current celebrations surrounding Christmas and the New Year. Now, here are the fun facts. Ready?
Yeah.
On the winter solstice, December 22nd, 1620, what happened?
Oh, boy. 1620?
1620, the pilgrims.
Yeah, they came and found a society right
Plymouth
here.
Rock.
Yeah, right here.
That's right. And that it was a society that would allow them to worship freely.
Wow.
In 1898, mm-hmm. on the winter solstice, Pierre and Marie Curie discovered radium and ushering in the atomic age.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Wow. Big time.
It's good for energy, bad for wars.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, December 21st, 1968, Apollo 8 spacecraft launched, becoming the first manned moon mission.
Wow, it's been a while.
The winter solstice.
How about that?
68. Yeah. You were born.
Yeah. Were you?
I was born.
Yeah, you were born.
I was 4 years old. But
about Aaron.
Aaron was a twinkle in someone's eye. Yeah. Anyway, so the winter solstice plays an important role, and that's why we acknowledge it. And I particularly like the fact that it has the hope and that we have more sun every day. And so it makes it kind of nice. You start thinking, all right, get ready for summer and get ready for spring, you said, where I think people should be more depressed during the summer solstice when summer begins, because then there's less sunlight every day.
That's right.
Anyway, all right. We'll be right back right after these messages. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holytone. Holytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
If you're like me, then you absolutely love birds. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center has you covered. They're dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds of all sorts. Want to bring more birds to your yard? Then you got to see this place. Bloomers has a huge flock of feeders, birdhouses, birdseed, and much, much more. Want to feed the birds and not the squirrels? They have this absolutely cool bronze bird feeder that will drive those sneaky squirrels nuts. They'll be moving to the next door neighbor in no time. OMG! Bloomers have these absolutely adorable birdhouses that will turn your yard into the perfect bird B&B. They carry all types of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. Bloomers stocks Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and much, much more that will keep those beautiful birds coming back for more. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County. For more information and directions, check them out on the web at bloomers.com. Bloomers Home and Garden Center, you got to see this place.
Gonna eat it. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I just got a face from Aaron. All right, so did you receive a poinsettia as a gift? Are you going to give a poinsettia to someone? Here are some tips on how to take care of that poinsettia in your home. First of all, okay, I told Aaron this is why he gave me the face. Poinsettias are not poisonous, okay? We want to sell these, so I'm not going to take the whole leaf off. All right, so you see that it gets that white, milky stuff out of there. That they said that in Mexican cultures that where they would use that to try to, they would use, first of all, the leaves for a color and a dye, and they would use that to start babies nursing. I don't know if they would. Because I've never eaten a poinsettia, but to prove they are not poisonous, first of all, we call the Poison Control Center. They say, no, they're not poisonous to animals either. They would have to eat an entire greenhouse full of them, but they're going to get sick on it. Now, if I ate a whole, give me a good hoagie and I'm going to eat a whole bunch of them, I'm going to get sick. But I am using a poinsettia leaf to prove. They don't taste bad.
They don't?
No, I would think that it would taste like garbage. I don't advise you to go do this, but no, I'm fine. Just kidding, folks.
Yeah, he's okay.
But the poinsettia, they're not poisonous. And the reason they got this whole myth behind poinsettias in, I guess it was in the 40s that in Hawaii, it was an entry in poisonous plants of Hawaii.
Yeah.
And it was some officer's son, they said, died of eating poinsettias, and they found out that that was a myth, that it really didn't happen. Yeah. So it has still stayed. Now, I'm recording this for a friend of mine that he has a fantastic greenhouse that is wholesale only, Lennon Greenhouses, and he was on the Today Show.
Oh, really? Now,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on the Today Show, I guess within this past week, and did a segment. But they talked about how poinsettias weren't poisonous, but of course the newscaster said, oh, but you probably shouldn't eat them anyway. You know, and it was probably, but they didn't make a point of it that it's cats, dogs, all those things, that it's not going to affect them. You know, when your dog or your cat goes out and eats grass, sometimes it throws up, but that's the only thing that's going to happen. Now, if it eats too many, is it going to get a little bit of stomach upset? Probably, maybe, but then again, I don't think you have that many poinsettias. So I don't think you should be concerned, because according to the Poison Control Center, poinsettias are not poisonous. I think we made that clear.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
When you purchase a poinsettia or you are given a poinsettia, make sure that you put a saucer under it, but you want to keep it raised up so that it's not sitting in water. Poinsettias are kind of finicky, that they want to be moist but not wet. So I suggest that you just let the surface of the soil dry out, and then you water it thoroughly. But you don't want it sitting in that saucer where it's sitting in water. So if you put some pebbles on that saucer so the water can drain out and it's not, you know, sitting in the water, you're going to do yourself a big favor. How much light do you need, Julio?
Yeah, enough so you can read a newspaper.
So,
that's pretty good for
right. So Gen Z, that's not a computer. That's this. It's paper. You know, it's just think of it old. You know,
magazine or something.
Boomers. Yeah. Anyway, it's what you it's what you get like at the newsstand. Do they still have them? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know what it is? It's the paper that you get that you throw out right away.
That's right.
Anyway,
junk mail.
That's right, junk mail. That's a shame.
Yeah.
And most people think are flowers. They are not flowers. Like, for instance, the ones that we have in studio here, and we are on YouTube. So the center of the flower, where that yellow is, those are the flowers. All the leaves that you see here, that they're called bracts, and they're modified leaves. That is what most people think is the flower, but it's not. And what will happen is that you'll end up having the center of that flower where they'll show their pollen, they'll fall out, and they will last a tremendous amount of time. But I'll tell you what, I've had poinsettias. Aaron showed me his poinsettia that he had for 3 years?
Two
years now. 2 years.
Still going strong.
Professor Steve brought in his that he's had for I don't know how long, but certainly a long time. And that it's important to treat them in a way, if you want them to bloom next year, you treat them as a house plant, but you've got to go through at 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness. It's a lot of work for these poinsettias. Yeah. And if you want to see a beautiful greenhouse. It's Lennon Greenhouse, and it was on the Today Show. And you certainly can find it within the Today Show archives, that they'll have the show with that on it. And I'll tell you what, Gunther does an incredible job, and it's a family operation, which makes it even better. Multi-generational, where Gunther's Lennon Greenhouses was on their own, but also that, again, they're a family of growers that we personally have a long history. My grandfather bought from his father-in-law.
Wow.
So anyway, that's a long time.
It is.
All right. If you've got any questions about poinsettias, please call the hotline at 609-685-1880, and we'll answer any of your questions. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
We are proud to announce that Bloomers in the Garden has partnered with Renewal by Anderson of Greater Philadelphia, Delaware, South Jersey, and Southern Maryland. Renewal by Anderson is the top window and door company in the United States, specializing in replacement windows and doors. You might be thinking right now, what the heck do windows have to do with gardening? Well, Renewal by Anderson makes this beautiful garden bay window that's energy efficient and made from recycled materials. It's perfect for growing the finest indoor plants possible. When you are looking out your windows filled with plants in your beautiful garden, you don't want to see old windows that are cloudy, warped, or even rotting. That's why people in the horticulture community love Renewal by Anderson. Not only do we want our gardens to be beautiful, but their homes as well. Renewal by Anderson participates in horticultural events such as flower shows, earth days, and eco fairs. To get more information and set up a free home consultation, please visit www.philadelphiawindow.com. And be sure to tell them Bloomers in the Garden sent you.
Is she gone?
Nope, she's still standing there.
What is she doing?
I think she's watching the grass grow.
That's our job.
I know, right? She's watching the grass grow, the flowers grow. Ooh, look, the trees are growing.
I can't say as I blame her. Remember where she bought all this stuff?
Duh, bought us there too.
Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Find us online at bloomers.com.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. These days, anything less than a new iPhone in our children's stocking is cause for pouting. There was a time not so long ago where oranges or other citrus was a welcome Christmas luxury. Isn't that something, Len?
Spoiled brats. They don't even know what a newspaper is. You know, it is. I can remember my grandmother talking about oranges in their stockings and stuff, that's what they would get. And you think about, like, we talked, I don't know, about a month ago about if people do cranberries and popcorn and they that on their tree and they would decorate their tree modestly as opposed to, you know, what's done today. Right. And it's because we live in a society where, you know, we are, I guess, now still, but we were a society of immigrants. Yeah, like, it was, my grandmother came from Holland when she was 4 years old.
Wow.
And both my grandfathers on both sides came from Germany. You know, and that they were struggling. Okay. You know, they were struggling. Sure. You know, you told me you didn't even know what a Christmas tree was when your folks came and brought you from Cuba.
That's right, yeah. We didn't have any.
So, and that you learned real quick. You learned real quick. So citrus was a deal, was a big deal. Yeah. And that where we have a lot of people that want to grow citrus in the house, but sometimes they treat it a little too much like a houseplant. You got to put citrus in the right spot. The most important thing is to give your citrus, I don't care if it's a lime or an orange or a mandarin or a lemon, Meyer lemon are actually one of the most popular, that they need full sun at all times. And if you don't have that sunny spot, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle. You need to supplement with lighting. So it's really, when you go to grow citrus in the home, you want to keep it in the house from October, end of October, all the way through, say, the beginning of May. Okay. You want to protect it from any frost that might come because May 15th is technically the frost-free date. But bringing it indoors as a houseplant, and again, it has to be in a sunny spot or you need to supplement it with full spectrum lighting. What about watering? I had a lemon, a Meyer lemon, for probably about 10 or 15 years.
Oh, wow, that long.
Yeah, it was a long time. It's in the perfect spot.
Uh-huh.
But what happened is it got overwatered.
Oh.
It got over. I gave it too much water. And you think about where, like, lemons are grown in more of an arid condition. They're not grown where it's like you don't see lemons being grown in the rainforest. You know,
yeah.
They aren't grown there. So you need to keep that soil moist, but it needs to be well drained. Oh, great. Stop laughing. So you take a balance of Espoma cactus soil, okay, and their Espoma standard potting soil, and you mix it. I would mix it 75% cactus to 25% potting mix, and that will give you the good drainage that you need so that the roots don't stay too wet. Now, I had it planted in full standard peat-based potting mix, and it did fine, but eventually what happened is, like in the first the segment on poinsettias that we did, the water drained into the saucer, and it was a deep saucer, and it basically kept it too wet. And it eventually started to decline. So make sure that you don't overwater. So how do you know? How do you know when to water? Index finger probe, right, Julio?
That's correct.
So what does that mean? What are you supposed to do?
You take your index finger and you stick it in there about an inch or two, and you'll know whether or not it's moist or needing water, because it'll be dry.
If it's dry, then you water it. If it's not, then you let it go. And you'll eventually develop a pattern. I know what you want to hear is you water it every 3 days, but I'm not going to tell you that. Get that index finger probe and stick it in the soil, and you'll find out. And you will, again, like I said, you'll develop a pattern, and you'll know. Now, the roots of if you buy a citrus plant, remember that they're not little indoor plants. They are trees that are meant to grow outside, dwarf trees. But check the root system to see that it's not like circling itself, where it's not totally root bound. If it is, you want to take a box cutter and cut those roots so that they'll divide and they'll spread out new roots. Because if you don't, otherwise it'll just keep on being more root bound. But you certainly want to go ahead and put it in a new pot every couple of years, because you want that pot to have at least 2 inches on each side, wouldn't you say, Julio?
Yeah, at least two.
And that a bigger pot gives you bigger sized fruit, by the way. Yeah. Just a little tip. Mm-hmm. So now what about feeding? Espoma citrus tone every 1 to 2 months. I would say every other month in the winter months and when there's less light, and then every month when we have the sun. So let's say from spring through September, you're going to do it each month, and that's Espoma citrus tone. Great product, all organic. Espoma has the best soils. They also have the best fertilizer. Company's family run over 100 years. It's an amazing company. So Espoma citrus tone, every 1 or 2 months, depending on the season. You don't want to, and this is any of your houseplants, you want to really not feed them that much during the winter months. They, because of the lack of sunlight, they're kind of dormant in a way. They'll still grow a little bit, but they don't need the fertilizer the way that they need it in the hot growing months, like in spring, summer, and in like early part of fall. If you have any questions about growing citrus, please call the hotline. That's 609-685-1880, and we'll help you out and answer any of your questions. And if you're wondering why do you bring it out into your outside during the spring and summer months, here's why. First of all, there's naturally more humidity outside than there is in your house. Between the heat of your home with its churning out heat for the winter, and then you have your air conditioning in the summer, your house is a dry environment. So you want to make sure that you get it outside because that's where it kind of belongs. But after, you know, you get the warning of that you're going to get a frost in the fall, that's when you bring it back inside and you spray it with insects. And speaking of that, you're going to want to listen to our next segment. It's all about houseplant insect control. Huh. And we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome's Triple Action contains 70% neem oil and 0.25% pyrethrins as a concentrate and ready to spray. It is an insecticide, fungicide, and miticide labeled to use on vegetables, fruits, nuts, herbs, spices, and ornamentals. This organic OMRI-listed product controls a wide variety of insect pests and diseases, including aphids, scale, spider mites, white flies, rust, leaf spot, and powdery mildew. This insecticide is an all-in-one bottle that will cure just about any problem you may run into throughout the year. Fertilome's Triple Action has been helping gardeners across the country for years. Best to apply in late evening and early morning hours. Mix 1 ounce, which is equivalent to 2 tablespoons in a gallon of water. The best part is Triple Action may be used up to the day of harvest. So the next time you are visiting your favorite garden center, ask for Fertilome's Triple Action and expect to have the best looking plants in the neighborhood.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. So what's bugging you? Tell you what's bugging me. Insects on houseplants. Oh my gosh. And scale is the worst. I hate scale. Scale can be on outdoor plants and indoor plants, on trees, on shrubs, on
everything.
On everything. And a lot of times you don't notice it. It's these little bumps that are on the, usually on the stems or on the trunk, and they're like barnacles.
Yeah,
they just attached to the, and they just suck the life out of the plant.
Yeah, like an armor. They had like an armor.
Yeah. And that, what they, when they're young, like, so everything, it's goes from an egg to a nymph and then to an adult. So when it's hatched and it's a nymph, it's still, it has legs and it can crawl around. And some of the insecticides, like for instance, one of them is neem oil. Like neem oil, neem oil, I'm not a huge fan. I like Triple Action because that's neem oil in a permethrin. But where I'd rather go to control scale, and again, you can tell by it, you can scrape it off with your fingernail. You know, you can just scrape it off, and it's all of a sudden, what's that? You know, it's a soft, it looks like a tiny piece of, like, gummy candy. And it's just, it's just gross. Because not only that, they're eating, right? Now, come on, anybody that's raised children. There was that famous book, Everybody Poops. Scale craps all over. And it looks like it's black. And it looks like you've got, oh, I've got a disease. It's all this black stuff all over the trunk of my plant. Yeah. But it's not. It's the scale. And a lot of times aphids will do this and other insects. It's called honeydew. But the reality is, you know, I always make, what is it, Julio?
Poop.
Poop. There you go.
That's it.
TJ, if you're wondering, that's as close of a swear word that Julio says. Okay, so I just love making him say it. Anyway, so what happens? It's honeydew. It secretes, and that's one of the things that we're worried about with a spotted lanternfly, because they were the same thing, that they would hatch. There would be, you know, so many of them, and then they would crap all over your patio furniture. And a nice way to put it was, oh, it's honeydew. But people were startled because I think there are different diseases like smut and other things like that. So we're here to help. Almost all of the insects that are on your plant can be controlled with dormant oil spray, all seasons oil spray. There's a bunch of different names for it. Not neem oil, but it's actually, it's almost like a vegetable oil. But you want to make sure that you spray it in a spot to where you're not going to spray your carpet or you're not going to spray your furniture or something like that. But it works because it doesn't work by poisoning the insect. You know, everybody's worried about putting poison in and everything else. I can't wait to see what's going to happen with RFK Jr.'s when he gets old. We're going to have like one thing on the shelf. It's going to be mostly water. You have to spray it really hard.
Yeah, that and Dawn.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, you can kiss Roundup goodbye. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you are a fan of Roundup and you use it according to the instructions, I'd stock up. Anyway, but the oil spray, okay. And again, you're not using neem oil. You're not using soaps of fatty acid or any of the soap type things. You're using actual oil. And like I said, you want to protect your furniture and indoor space. But when you spray this, it doesn't poison the insect, but it smothers them so that they can't breathe, and it kills them that way. All right, a little sinister, but it works. Because it not only works on the eggs and the nymphs and the adults, it works on all of them so that you control multiple generations rather than just killing the ones that are crawling around. And that's what neem oil does. It'll kill the ones that are crawling around, but it won't control the eggs that are going to hatch, and it won't control the adults. So it becomes a problem. You have to kill multiple generations and spray all the time with the oil spray. That's something that is safe and that you can use. And you can use it on your outdoor plants. Now, it's a little bit late in the season. You got to follow directions that are on the label. And it's a little late in the season to be spraying outdoors right now, but it's the thing to use. For instance, there are certain plants, like if you grow like the variegated euonymus outside and you have that, guaranteed you will have euonymus scale. Looks like cotton, and there are different types of scale, like cottony scale, for instance. Euonymus scale is different, and that it will get euonymus scale. It is a host-specific plant, and it looks beautiful as a plant, but once it gets the euonymus scale, it starts to really decline. So you just need to spray it automatically. Don't even think twice. You just have to do it. Don't like, I'm going to wait till it gets it, because then it's going to be too late, and it's going to look like, you know, your stems of your euonymus outdoors are coated with this white powder, and it's actually scale. So make sure that you just spray them and just do it. And you can do it in the early spring, and you can do it also, you know, anytime in the summer. But once the temperatures get above 85, that's where I would be a cutoff. So anything to add, Julio?
No, I'm glad that you talked about there's different scales, because sometimes you only think of, you know, one type.
Right. You want it looks like the barnacle, or right. You know, but sometimes you, oh, it's mealybug. No, it's not mealybug. That's cottony scale.
Yeah.
So they look like, but this will control all insects.
All insects, yeah.
So it's a great insecticide for houseplants, organic, safe, very safe, because it controls it mechanically. It doesn't poison it. Drop the mic.
There you go.
All right. We're out to our next break.
Yep.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix gives roots the ideal balance of air and moisture. It contains a special blend of beneficial mycorrhiza to help grow stronger roots, bigger plants, and more bountiful blooms. Try Espoma Organic Potting Mix indoors and out for all your potted flowers, vegetables, and you'll see why it's the best. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic Potting Mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, during this holiest of times of year, we often get reflective and sentimental. We reminisce about events, people, and things that have impacted our lives over the last 12 months. That would hit, Lynn.
12 months.
Yeah.
Well, who's going to go first?
Who's going to go first?
Julio, I want you to go first, because you've had an interesting 12 months.
Yeah, to say the least. Sometimes, Len, things come unexpected. And especially this year where, you know, I went to a 50th class reunion, and that's where I met my wife.
Your wife?
Yes. And we are happily married. And it was, like I said, unexpected. We had known each other just by name. I didn't really know her well.
Were you part of the cool group and shut her out, or?
No.
The other way around?
No, the other way around. No, we were, you know, we were in separate areas, I guess.
And, yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't until, you know, then that we, you know, talked a little bit and got together through another friend of mine. And then it all started when we just got together and I had lunch and just exploded from there. Amazing.
And this is the first Mrs. Julio Zamora.
This is
first.
Yeah, first. This is the first.
I find that amazing.
It is amazing.
I find that amazing, and that what a great love story. I mean, it's
wow.
You
know, it's something that you know, I called her. She sent a message on Facebook, which I don't really go into.
Right.
And I happened to go in about a month later. Would you believe it? And that's how we got in touch. But yeah, things happened.
She's probably wondering, why didn't he respond?
Yeah.
You know, so everyone check your Facebook posts. You never know what might be there.
Yeah, you don't know what could happen.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a new beginning. It's a, you know, it's a new life. It's like that seed. It's like a seed, you know. It just opens up and sprouts and flowers, and you got to water it, like you said, and fertilize it. And it's a beautiful thing.
It absolutely is.
So it's new, you know, and reflecting on my years back, you know, it's great to be married, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was afraid you were going to say something else. Boy, this is re-recorded.
You know, after all those years being single, you know, you got to,
yeah,
you know, you see yourself in a different way.
It's true. You know? That's true.
You know,
that's awesome. I mean, I never thought that you would beat me being married again.
No. You know? But, well, it wasn't a race.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, that any of you have been listening to this radio program for any length of time, our radio family, we went through my late wife's Alzheimer's and passed away, and just shows how long that we've been doing this show. Pretty amazing, Julio. Yeah. And that where I myself have someone who I'm engaged with, and I have now, including my stepchildren, 7 children. Oh. And most importantly, my daughter, Melissa, who anybody who listens to the show knows that we talk about them, I have a grandson for the first time.
Wow.
And it's amazing because he just started to crawl. And like, again, I work, and Julio and I work with, and Aaron, we work with mostly women. So like all these years, the grandmother saying, oh, do you know, Jake just went poopy on the potty. And I'm like, oh, okay. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. That's great. I don't.
You're not changing diapers.
Now I'm in that grandparent thing. It's like he just crawled last week, you know, that kind of thing. And it's like, oh my God, what happened to me? You know? Who am I?
Yeah. What happened?
So, but sharing my life with Danielle is tremendous. And that tell you what, it's something I didn't think would happen again, but it has. And again, like her kids have become my kids. You know, when I'm not around or something happens where our schedules aren't conflicting, where is Len? Where is he? They want to know where I am, you know, which is great. And, you know, my own kids don't really, you know, they take me for granted.
Yeah.
Sorry, Melissa. But Adam especially. Yeah. But I work with Carl, so I see Carl every day.
Yeah, that's
and that's
day.
Enough. But my kids are incredible, and as far as what they do, and that I'm excited that we're going to be spending Christmas together.
New addition
Jake will be there. Danielle assembled, you know, looking over the last 12 months, they assembled our whole family up into the Poconos. Oh, where nice. You know, we rode quads and we did all kinds of things, and it was my whole family was there. Even Adam and Alex, who, you know, are trapped in the city because they don't have a car in New York, and they came out. So it was everybody, and we had a great time and got to know each other, not so much as parent to child, because my youngest is 29, but as human to human, you know, as friends, and that's an exciting time. Aaron, you got the growing kids.
Yeah. I'm actually thankful that my kids grew a lot in faith this year.
Amen.
My son gave his life to Christ at 6 years old.
That's awesome.
Walked down the aisle and gave his heart to Christ. So that's always encouraging for a parent. And first thing he does in the morning is he says his prayers, which is great. You know, a lot of people get up and they stretch and they do all these different things without giving God, you know, thanks for the day.
Wow.
And so as a father, that you know, kind of changed everything for me because I'm called to be the priest of my household, right?
That's right.
And so I kind of pat myself on the back, and I do, you know, I definitely don't look at that as pride, but I look at it as I'm growing also in faith. And so I'm thankful that this year has presented us some challenges, and that as a family we've pulled together, whether it be health, finances, whether it be wildfires, whether, you know.
Drones.
Drones, right. impending alien invasions, whatever the case may be, that we got through it. And so I'm looking forward to what 2025 is going to bring. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those that are on the sound of my voice, I wish you a very, very, very Merry Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And I also, you know, the staff here at the radio station,
yeah,
our listeners all, you know, have helped us. All of the listeners that are calling in and are active, Harold, Professor Steve, Mary, all of our listening audience out there, thank you for making this show worthwhile to come in and to do, and we really enjoy it. And if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be. And of course, I've got to mention our sponsors.
Right.
Sponsors, thank you for sponsoring, and just again, we'll see you in the garden.
See you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Well, wow. Julio, everybody out there, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll see you in the garden.
We'll see you in the garden.